This is CliffCentral.com.
It's 2 minutes past 12. I'm Phumi Mashego, and you're tuned into Womandla. It's the first Tuesday of my favorite month outside of my birthday month. It's February, and it's the month of love. Love. And I love love. And I'm extremely, extremely excited today because I've been having a crap week. And my crap week actually culminated in today almost being a complete balls up. But because God loves me, He sent me an angel. And she's sitting across from me. Her name is Crystal, and she's from Sensational Sugar. She's not only amazing, but she walked in here with an Oreo cake. So already I was in love with her because she walked in like bearing cake. And I was like, oh my goodness. And the cake has been absolutely fantastic. It's Sia's birthday, so we were celebrating a little bit earlier. And Crystal is the founder. And what was that word I couldn't put on my tweet?
Hi, Pumi. So I like to call myself a baker extraordinaire.
Yeah, baker extraordinaire. I couldn't use it on the tweet. It's just, it takes up too many characters. But she's a baker extraordinaire. And believe me, if that Oreo cake is anything to go by, she is an exceptional, exceptional baker. Is your favorite show Cake Boss?
Actually, no. No, there's too much. There's too much sensationalism around the Cake Boss. I actually think we have better cake artists in our country than the Cake Boss. I think the Cake Boss, I can thank him in a way because he made cake big across the whole world. So that's given all of us.
Thanks to Oprah.
Yes. he's given us that, the floor to make cake a big thing.
So ready, steady, bake.
Exactly.
Is that more your kind of thing?
Yes, exactly.
Or like what is that other one? The Great British Bake Off.
That's interesting because you learn a lot. So if you're not 100% sure what you're doing and you want to do different things, then that's an awesome show to watch. But the Cake Boss, I think, it's a bit of a controversial issue. But he's good. But I think he's getting a bit big now.
So
that's my honest opinion.
so you started this business, so you run a business all by yourself, and you're a young person, and you do this full time.
Yes, that's correct.
What gets you into thinking baking is a thing? I mean, you're not old enough, you're not young enough for it to have been Cake Boss. So there's something else that made you want to be like a baker extraordinaire. Where does that come from?
Well, I just remember when I was a child, probably 5, 6 years old, my mom used to, and please, I hope the social workers like don't go after her, but
it's too late. You turned out all right.
While she was making dinner every night, well, let's say not every night, but every now and then, she would give me a little bowl of butter and sugar mixed together. And that's what I would eat. And I do blame my sugar addiction on her. But I think it just started from there. And then she loved baking and she learned, she taught me a lot. And it was just always something that I loved doing part time. And then it just grew from there.
Sensational Sugar's your baby.
It is.
And it's been going. So you've been there full time since last May. Did you say last May?
Well, I quit my job.
What was your job? What did you do before?
So in a nutshell, I studied BCom marketing through UNISA. I took a year off after school and I started working at a head office of a large retail store. And I just...
Large retail store, which shall continue to remain nameless.
Well, I'll say it.
You don't have to say it.
Okay.
They're not paying us for that kind of advertising now.
Well, they've now recently closed down.
So you can tell us.
So I worked for Ellerine Holdings, and they were bought over by African Bank, have since now all
after
their stores
asking for like a billion rand bailout, and then
exactly.
Another one 2 months later.
Exactly. So yeah, it's very sad. So I actually left them when African Bank bought them over, anyway, moved to like three other jobs. I tried everything. Tried still in the marketing line because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. But marketing is so broad. There's so many different areas you can go into. And yeah, I just decided to, I just tried every industry. I went into recruitment, tried to do, you know, like their marketing. And I was successful, but it didn't fulfill me. It didn't excite me to get up in the morning to go to work. Two jobs back. Sounds like I've been job hopping. They actually bought me a voucher for a cupcake course. And I couldn't make it, so I did a basic fondant course. Did it. I loved it. I've always been a creative person, although I can't draw to save my life. I just can't. But I can make anything with my hands. So when I was a kid, I used to like enter all these competitions where you like make things and color in. Instead of coloring in pictures, I would take spaghetti and buttons and material, and that's how I would make the picture up instead of coloring it in. So I've always been really creative, and in my previous job I just wasn't fulfilled, so I decided to take a big leap with the assistance of my hubby, and I decided to step out of the boat and into the water and see where this could take me. And yeah, it's just been an incredible journey. I've just been blessed with just so many opportunities, and I think it's grown a little bit more quicker than I anticipated. But yeah, that's my story. So
where are you now after hopping from job to job and not finding your thing and then starting this business? And it's grown into what it's grown into. Where are you now, and what's the next thing for Sensational Sugar?
Well, that's what I'm busy dealing with at the moment. I'm trying to figure out where to now, because you can't just stagnate. You can't just stop and say, okay, well, you know, this is it. There's always space to grow, and I'm very interested in starting classes, like teaching. Because I think South Africa as a whole is short of really good, I want to say, cake artists, because it is an art at the end of the day. It's not just a cake. I think South Africans as a whole don't appreciate really, really good and beautiful cake. Like something that looks beautiful, really? And tastes incredible. Absolutely. I don't think South Africans appreciate it.
That can't be true. You started a business. I can think of so many cake places, and every time I walk into cake shops, I kid you not, patisseries and all of those things, I'm always astounded at the... And when you said cake artist, I'd never thought about that phrase ever before, and I actually see it, the artistry of cake making.
Yes,
but I'm always astounded. One of my other favorite shows, so besides the baking shows, I do watch other things besides like shows with food, okay. Is Our Perfect Wedding, like everybody else on Black Twitter. But the cakes, it's one of the things that without a doubt every single week after week, every couple is just like on that list. It's like cake, the deco, the cake, the dress, the cake. Cake is like, and there's so many. Cake is big in South Africa.
I would say, especially for weddings, it's always on the top of the list. People always, you know, budget high for the cakes, because that's a really big, integral part of the big day, and cutting the cake together and sharing it with your guests. So it's also really important to find someone that understands that you as a couple as well, to integrate everything into this work of art.
So your business does more than just cake.
Absolutely.
You do cakes and sweets and sweet desserts.
Yes. So basically it's cakes, and then what we call sweet treats and desserts. So sweet treats would be big at the moment is iced cookies. So anything from like Barney to flowers to just ice cookies in general are so popular at the moment, and they are delicious. So that's part of my sweet treat section. We also do like mini toffee apples and just really fun things. And then desserts is obviously desserts.
Everybody.
But that looked beautiful.
So just talking about all of this food, and I've already had like so much cake today, is making my mouth water. And you told me that the first time you met Gareth, he said, why aren't you fat? And I'm looking at you and I can't get over the fact that your mother fed you butter and sugar. and you spend all day, every day, surrounded by like amazingly smelling cakes and beautiful cakes and sweets and sweet treats, and yet you're not fat.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. No, there has definitely been a weight gain since the start of this business. I remember in the beginning, for breakfast every morning, I would have a cup of tea with a bowl of chocolate ganache, which I would eat with a teaspoon. That was my breakfast for a couple of months, where eventually my jeans weren't fitting and I thought, this is not working. So everything in moderation. But I must be honest, I don't even smell the cake anymore. I do though love the top of the cake as it comes out the oven. That is the best part. So every now and then I'll indulge on that a little. But
everybody wants to be an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
The country keeps talking about the future of this country is entrepreneurs. It's going to be small business. It's going to be the economy is going to grow when small businesses grow.
Absolutely.
And you've taken the leap and started a small business. Is it all cookies and cream?
Absolutely not. No. No, you have to have a lot of self-motivation and be dedicated and know that this is what you want to do. Because I think if it isn't your passion, you won't necessarily make a success of it. I am blessed in the sense that I like to think that I'm still young.
Am I allowed to say how young you actually are?
Sure. I will be 30 at the end of this year. So I've just turned 29. But I still consider myself young, and I think I'm blessed to have found my passion so early in life.
So what has been, for you, the toughest thing about running your own business so far?
Sure. There's not just one thing.
It's okay. You can tell me.
I'll list the top ones. I would say the biggest one is finding balance. Balance between work and your personal life. Because when you work for yourself and you work from home, it's so easy to cross those lines. So I literally have to put a time to when I'm going to stop my day. And after that, no more emails, no more phone calls. That's when it stops. And it took me a long time to get to that. So, yeah, I've just been blessed with people that have supported me, and my hubby supported me as well. And so I think time is just, you know, balance and managing your time wisely. And then also knowing that if you're not in there baking and doing it, it's not going to get done. So it's on you, which is exciting but daunting at the same time. Because you are the one that is growing this business and you're taking it forward. So it's up to you to make a success.
Are you printing money yet?
I don't want to say too loud, but yes.
This is the problem with South Africans. If you were an American, you would have been like, yeah, honey, I'm making it. What?
I'm not rolling around in it yet. But I have to be honest. Money was not my drive behind this. At my previous job, I earned probably three times more, but the money was just not worth it for me. I was just miserable. And this is really hard work. It really isn't an 8-to-5 job. It's not a Monday to Friday. There's a lot of sacrifice that comes into it. But I don't know, when it's your passion and you love what you do. And I mean, there are some days where I really do complain. But I just love what I do. And it just makes it all worth it.
Are you employing people yet?
I have, yes. I do have one permanent staff member. And so I don't actually do any of the baking. I oversee it. And I spend a lot of time, which is the part that I complain about a lot, is admin. I hate admin.
Really? Because when you said the hardest thing for you about business has been finding balance, I find that particularly interesting, because the hardest thing for me... running a business of my own is the paperwork.
It is
the hardest
insane.
Thing is that there's so much paperwork, there's so much discipline and dedication, and when you're busy running a business, the paperwork, though it is important, becomes like there are too many other urgent things.
Absolutely. And emails are huge, because you know, clients want to reply immediately. And it's just not possible when you are the IT guy, the marketing person, the social media person, the, you know, the administrator, the buyer, the purchaser, you know, there are so many arms to it. So, yeah, there's often days where I just have to put my laptop down and start like making some things, because I actually get into such a bad mood because I'm not able to be creative. So that is the one part I really don't enjoy, is the admin side. But it comes with the territory, and it's just something you got to do, I'm afraid.
So you speak about the many arms to it, as it were. Do you think being a woman makes you a better business person?
I wouldn't say so. I think it's just, it comes down to, again, just if it's your passion, and you have that drive, then you can do anything, and utilize the resources around you. You know, I think that's where my marketing degree has helped. I always said to my mom, don't worry, it wasn't a waste. I'm still using it. I mean, I am on Clip Central right now, so I have used my marketing skills to a certain degree. But yeah.
How much of your marketing can you say is a big part of the success that you've seen over the past couple of months?
Well, I think in this day and age, social media has been such an incredible like platform to get your name out there. Facebook probably started it all for me. And then obviously Instagram helps because it's visual, and people want things to look aesthetically beautiful. So Instagram's great. I tweet a bit, but obviously I tweet mostly pictures. So,
well, with that baker extraordinaire, you have to be a hell of a tweeter.
I can't always hashtag that. There's just not enough space. So, no, I think if you're male or female, it really doesn't matter. It's just, it comes down to what you really want. And if you want it, you'll do whatever you have to.
So you talk a lot about your hubby and the kind of support that he's given you. How important have you found being young and being given additional support around has helped in making your business get to where it is?
It absolutely has a big role to play. I mean, even my mom and friends and family members.
We've got to call your mother. We've got to phone your mother. In the break, I'm phoning your mother. You have said your mom every other thing that comes out of your mouth.
Oh, shame. She's just been incredible. Like, if I get an order that's just... almost, well, in the beginning when I worked alone and I did everything myself, she would on weekends or after work at night come and help me bake to get it done. Yeah, that support is huge, because it does get a little bit lonely.
Well done, mummy.
Yes.
It does get lonely. How so?
I think especially working from home, you know, you don't interact with people, and you have to give up a lot, you know, like weekends, going out with friends. Sometimes you just have to turn it down because you have to work. So that, you know, comes down to balance again. But yeah, my hubby, I mean, he said to me when I quit my real job, as people say.
What do you think? Do you think that was your real job or is this your real job?
No, this is my real job. This is a job. Like, people think, oh, that's so great. You bake and must be so fun. And it's completely different, like baking for fun and then baking
for money. Did you used to bake for fun?
So absolutely, yes. No, I love to do that. But baking to make money is a whole different story because time is money, you know. So, yeah, time is money.
And what about equipment? What about equipment? Did you have to spend a lot of money? Just talk to me about starting your business. Just the idea that says, okay, I've had enough. I'm hopping from job to job. I'm going to start my own business. And the business I'm going to start is going to be baking. The pre-planning and the preparation to getting your business off the ground.
Well, before I quit my job, I think for about 3 months before that, I had started just baking for friends and, you know, on my personal Facebook profile, posted pictures and people just started contacting me and referrals has been huge for me. Especially at parties and that people, you know, the mommies taste everything and see it and they're like, who made your cake? Like, it's amazing. Like, so referrals is huge in this business because it counts for a lot because you don't want to buy a cake that looks beautiful but then you eat it and it's not so good.
You may not know this to look at me, but I'm a bit of a cake connoisseur. Okay. When you look at me, I may not look like it. Except maybe on my
no.
Except maybe my flabby arms. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that now, but you may not know it to look at me, but cake and the look and taste of cake. And everybody knows I'm a mummy. So I've had seven. Yeah, I've had seven birthdays.
Yes.
Where I've had to choose cake. And we've had lots of kind of like, we've had Lightning McQueen cakes. We've had space cakes. We've had, not that kind of space cake, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like a spaceman.
Yes, yes, yes.
And a rocket cake. And my one thing, no matter how good, and I've seen those people that make amazingly good looking cakes and then they taste shocking. They taste like cardboard. So good tasting cake is a thing for me.
Absolutely. But that's, I mean, that is probably more important than the way it looks.
Not to 8 year olds, honey.
That's true. No, that is true. That, yeah, exactly. But yeah, you can't compromise on that. It's just, you can't. You need a balance of both quality and from both, you know, both in both areas. So yeah, that's a difficult part as well with time. You know, if you really fully booked and you can't take on more work, you have to decide, do I work later, do I work on the weekend, or do I just say no? Because sometimes, and I've learned this the hard way, that's the I don't want to say downfall, because it's not actually, it's a good thing, but as an entrepreneur, you learn through trial and error. So I've been in situations where I have taken on too much work and it compromises on your quality. So, yeah, you just can't compromise.
I need to take a break. I think I need more cake.
You always need more cake.
I think I need more cake. But let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about two things in particular.
Okay.
One being, it's Valentine's around the corner.
Yes.
Some of the quick things that one can do with sweet treats for celebrating Valentine's. But most importantly, I do also want to chat about some of those bloopers.
Okay.
Some of those bloopers, because learning the hard way must mean that you've made some mistakes.
Yes.
This is CliffCentral.com.
One of my all-time favorites, Truffle Butter, which I thought was appropriate. Nicki Minaj, Truffle Butter, featuring Drake and Lil Wayne. I love the song because it's like, every time I hear it, it sounds a bit like it's a local South African song, like that beat, that bass beat. And then, how? It's Lil Wayne. How? Lil Wayne. And of course, just before that, Rihanna, featuring Chris Breezy, Cake. Because we're talking about Cake. I'm Pume Mashego and you're tuned into Womandla. And I'm talking to sensational Sugar Crystal, who is the founder, owner, baker extraordinaire, cake artist, sugar and butter loving. Sugar and butter loving. That's how she grew up. Sugar and butter loving.
Sugar addict.
Sugar and butter loving. Baker extraordinaire of Sensational Sugar. We're talking about starting businesses, starting small. So now you're an employer.
Yes.
Does that make you have a little bit of sympathy for your old boss?
Sort of.
Are you a good boss?
I think I am. Yes, I am. No, I am a good boss.
Oh, good.
I think so.
That's where it starts. You got to be a good boss. And because the people make everything happen for you. The people that work for you, you know this. You've been working for other people before.
It's an integral part of my business. And if you don't have people that you can rely on, I mean, I couldn't be sitting here with you right now if I didn't have people in the background, continuing with the business. So that's huge. Also, in the industry, a lot of bake shops and, you know, bakeries and that, they have the opportunity to take in interns. So I've got an intern with me at the moment. It's my first intern I've had. And she's just lovely. It's been really a blessing to have the extra hands and just to have someone that's passionate about what they're doing, you know. And because they're so young, you can mold them into, you know, what you want.
She's not a cake. She's not fondant. She's not fondant.
No, but it's just it's almost, there's a big responsibility as me as an employer to, you know, these younger people that are looking up to me, to teach them, you know, and I love teaching. And so, yeah, it's, being an employer is quite scary, but there's so many rewards that come with it. And obviously, the business is growing, so the extra hands always help.
That's what I'm talking about. This is Womandla magic right here. This is Womandla magic, a girl out there doing it for herself, doing it on her own, making it happen. All we need now, Crystal,
yes,
is 999,999 more of you. 1 million young people starting businesses and employing six people. So you've got two now. If you employ four more people, 1 million young people starting businesses and employing six people each, that's our 6 million jobs created right there. That's how we could create an economy. And that's, you're already starting. You're like getting up and making it happen. So that's why you're Womandla magic.
Thank you.
Womandla magic. But the magic, so magic happens, unlike what people think, it's not just a wave of a wand. Magic happens in the hard work.
Absolutely.
Magic happens in the tough times.
Yes.
And magic happens in the unseen moments of trial and forgery, you know, the
yes,
toil and trouble, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. So tell me about some of the toughest lessons you've had to learn starting your business, growing your business, and making it to where you are now.
Well, I think a big thing for me is because I didn't have the you know, the professional, you know, I didn't study this. It was a love of mine and I had to teach myself. So there's always my, like, every day. And I think even obviously it gets better with time and there will always be things that I learn and I make mistakes on, and but it's trial and error. But it's through those times where you can't give up, because it's so easy to say, oh no, this is not working, or that didn't work out, or you just have to.
So what is your, for you, what is the worst mistake that even now when you look back at it, your body still shudders and you go, never doing that again? Definitely learned that lesson.
I made a, I think it was a 40-year cake for my aunt and uncle's 40th wedding anniversary. And it was a huge cake. And it was covered in photos from when they were younger and got married and through throughout their marriage. And it was very early in the business, and I didn't put enough dowels in the cake. So basically dowels are those sticks between the cake boards that hold each tier up. But you don't just stick these dowels in. There's a science behind it. And if you don't know that, you land up with a cake that falls over. So we were in the car and the bottom tier gave in and I was mortified. So that was a big lesson learned. Thank goodness it never happened with any of my clients. It was with family. So they're rather more forgiving.
You know what they say with the early stages of a business, what you need in terms of support is the fools, family and friends.
Absolutely. I love that. Fools, I love that. That's exactly it. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Sure. So, and now have you learned, do you think you've now learned the science behind making sensational cakes? Or are you still learning?
You know what, in this industry, things change. You know, you have to keep up with the trends and the fads. And, you know, I think South Africa is a little bit behind the rest of the world when it comes to what's new and trending. So I think as a whole, you never stop learning in this industry. I mean, it's like saying to an artist, you know, when will you put your paintbrush down? Because there's no end to it. You'll always be learning. There's always something new that you can do and create and come up with. It's really as far as your imagination takes you.
Do you have lots of competition?
I do, sort of. And I'm humble.
Why are you so unsure of that?
No, do you know what? Most of my clients are based in the north. And
because you're from Boksburg, say it out loud.
Yes, I'm from...
Say it loud, be proud.
I'm from Boksburg. I was not born and raised there. I'm just living there currently. I'm squatting in Boksburg.
You're squatting in Boksburg. It's okay. We're not going to judge you up in here.
Thankfully, my clients haven't. You know, I have clients that drive from Centurion in Pretoria from far to come and collect my cakes because they're really good. My hubby always says to me, he says, you're only as good as your last cake. So you can never have a day where you like, even though you're not really in the mood and you could just like jump on the couch, you can't. You have to put everything in because you're only as good as your last cake. So... there is really great competition out there, but there are so many people that are, and with all due respect, are trying to make, you know, the baking business work, but they're undercharged because they don't value themselves enough, you know, they don't, and that took me a while for me to realize I'm actually good at what I do. And as long as I'm learning, there's always something to learn. So the competition, I think there just needs to be a lot more, I don't know even know what the word is, like knowledge or education on really good cakes. I've got one mentor, in Cape Town, and she studied art and sculpting, and her work is literally, it's art. And she's done a lot of work with the cake boss, and she way outweighs like what he does. I mean, her work, I don't know if I can mention her. Her name's Dorothy. clerk, and her business name is Eat Cake Party. And she is just incredible. And she's just been so humble. The last time she was out here for the Good Food and Wine show, and she flew back on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock. And I said, if you've got 5 minutes, like, to meet me for a coffee, I'd love it. And on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock, this lady that has worked with the cake boss, you know, and like some of the best, you know, cake artists in the world. I mean, she's teaching everywhere now. She met me for a cup of coffee at the airport, you know. So it really helps to have a mentor when you're doing it alone. And because you have to be challenged constantly.
What would you do differently if you had a do-over? What would you do differently? If anything, I mean, you may feel you've done everything exactly the way you do it all over again.
I wouldn't say that. I think there's a lot of it is things that you just have to go through to figure out what's going to work for you. So working from home has the added benefit of, you know, you're not... I love the freedom of working from home. You're not restricted to a shop and hours and, you know, all the extra costs and all of that. So there's a pro to working from home. But that with that, there are a lot of, you know, cons to it as well. So it took me a long time to separate work and play, you know.
Speaking of working from home, separating work and play, it must have had a strain. So this is a new thing. You're not making your monthly salary anymore. And in fact, if anything, you're drawing money out of the home to make this dream a reality for you. So it must have had some kind of impact or strain. And for all the support that your hubby's given you, did it change your relationship in any way?
I definitely think so. I mean, it was such a huge, it was just completely new and different. I mean, I would leave for work in the morning because I worked in Rivonia. I would leave when he was still sleeping to when now he's leaving and I'm still at home. So the roles reversed a little, you know. Yeah, I take my hat off to like stay-at-home mommies because, you know, so many people say, oh, it's, you know, they're at home all day. But it's, you know, it's sort of this business is like having my own child. You know, it's a full-time job. But yeah, the support of my hubby, was huge. And it absolutely had an effect on our relationship. But I think it's something that can be worked on, you know, and as long as you keep those lines of communication open, then you can make it work.
Mm-hmm. Universally, one of the thing that all women complain about, whatever level they're in, and I mean, one of the most famous quotes that's been doing quite a lot of rounds in the past year, it was the head of Pepsi Cola, is women in business, in particular their own business or very high positions in the corporate world, find it very difficult to juggle work and home.
Absolutely, yeah.
What have you learned that's helped you make that easier for you?
I'm still getting there. 3 years down the line, I mean, it's still a constant issue to deal with, you know, because there's no routine. So it's so easy to pick up bad habits and just, you know, fall back into like old ways of doing things. I think the biggest thing for me also was, since I've been working from home and baking all day, I'm so not interested in making dinner. I do not want to see a kitchen or a dish or I'm just not interested. So that doesn't help at all. And yeah, so it's just about just finding balance between everything. Speaking of, this New Year's resolutions, I'm sure the gym is still packed. And there's this thing going around on Facebook where they say something about January was a test trial. You know, it was just a trial run. Start on 1st of February. I was supposed to start on 1st of February, but it's the 3rd now, and I still haven't been back to the gym, but I'll get there. So, yeah, it is juggling everything. It's not easy, you know.
So besides the work that you do for yourself and the business that you've started and the people that you're employing, you also use your gift or your passion to help other people. Because the first thing I noticed when you walked in, I was like, what's that badge? with your gold badge and your cupcakes for kids. And tell me about the charity work that you do.
So I am an ambassador for a nonprofit organization called Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer. What the organization does is basically once a year they have on National Cupcake Day in September, towards the end of September.
There's a thing called National Cupcake Day? I did not know that.
Yes. And like 2 weeks ago was National Chocolate Cake Day.
Crystal, I'm going to make you, Crystal, you henceforth, from now until posterity, I'm making you my official reminder of such important things like National Cupcake Day.
Okay. Oh, well, absolutely.
And National Chocolate Cake Day.
Yes.
No.
So you're celebrating cake all the time. You can't just save it for weekends. Jeez. Everything in moderation.
I'm making it your responsibility to ensure that I never forget such monumental celebrations ever again.
Note to self. I'll make sure. And that you celebrate it. So this the organization, they once a year they have on National Cupcake Day across all malls across in the country, in all provinces, they hold a day where people donate cupcakes. And there's a team of what they call Cupcake Angels, as an ambassador, I'm a Cupcake Angel. And we have a space at a mall and we sell all these cupcakes that are donated by bakers. And you don't have to be a professional baker. You can just bake for fun. Bring your cupcakes and we sell them for a really reasonable price. And all that money goes to funding and assisting kids that have cancer and medical expenses that go into that parents sit with when their kids are going through cancer. So anything from medical expenses to even food and groceries, or if they're going through chemo and it's their birthday and surprising them at hospital for their birthday and just making them feel special, and then they also have a thing called Party of Hope, where you as a company can whenever you want to hold a Party of Hope at the office. And what you do is everyone brings cupcakes and you land up selling them. And that money goes to Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer. And the founder, Sandy, she is just absolutely lovely. And she has just grown the organization and made such a difference in so many kids' lives. So, yeah, that's Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer.
Jeez, that's amazing. We almost out of time, but before, thank goodness I remembered this, before I let you go, quick treats. You have to give us like a recipe for people. Quick treats that one can make for Valentine's Day.
Well, Valentine's Day, I think it's not about how big or how much you spend. It's doing something that's special for someone else, and it doesn't even necessarily be for your boyfriend or your husband, or it can be for a friend.
Lover.
Yes, or a family member. Just make them something that's special. But there's nothing that beats a chocolate chip cookie. You can get a heart-shaped cookie cutters absolutely anywhere these days. And a batch of chocolate chip cookies in heart shapes and put them in a jar, because you get those jars now at so many shops with the chalk labels on. Write your own personal message, fill them with cookies, and pretty bow around the top, and there you go.
That's clever. Yes. Chocolate, heart-shaped chocolate chip cookies.
Mm. And it's the thoughts. It's the thoughts.
I can't believe I survived it. All this talk of like cupcakes and cookies and truffle butter. What's your favorite cake?
Well,
one you can't go wrong with.
I love chocolate ganache. Just by itself in a bowl.
For breakfast but with coffee.
Cake. I really just love good old-fashioned vanilla cake. But then I love making it interesting. So I'm not the biggest buttercream fan. So I'll slap on some Nutella or make some salty butterscotch or some chocolate ganache. That's how I love my cake for myself.
And your biggest seller in the shop?
At the moment, iced cookies are very, very popular. I don't think people realize how much time goes into this sort of work, though. They don't think of it as art, so they don't realize how much time goes into it. So, but iced cookies are very popular. And wedding cakes. I mean, it's wedding season. In a couple of months, it's going to be wedding season again. So, yeah, wedding cakes are huge.
Is that your busiest time of year, wedding season?
I would say so, yes. It never really seems to let up. Like, there's never a time where there isn't any business.
Because people have birthdays every day.
Exactly. You don't even need to have an occasion to buy cake. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Just buy cake for... because it's Thursday, and why not?
Crystal, before I let you go, this is your moment. Ad break! How do people get hold of you? Where do people find you? How do we order cakes from you?
Okay, so I'm on Instagram and I'm on Twitter as Sensational Sugar.
Without the R. S-U-G-A.
Yes, S-U-G-A. So Sensational Sugar, no R at the end. Website is sensationalsugar.co.za.
And can we order online?
No, we haven't got to that yet. So my email address, the best way is just to email me, crystal@sensationalsugar.co.za. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can and do my best to come up with something that you envision.
Do you? Is that also what you do? So it's not just like standard, these are the 10 cakes I make, pick one.
No.
Do you make something special for everyone?
I'm always open to new ideas, especially for weddings. Like, for me, the best is to meet with a couple and like hear how they met and what the feel of their wedding is going to be, and incorporate all those things into the cake. So, many people say that, yeah, as a picture, I want this cake. And I'll say, I'll make that cake, but it's not going to be a replica of that picture. You know, it is an art at the end of the day, so I do need some creative freedom. And I don't want to be making the same cake over and over, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, you're sweet. you're definitely sweet. And thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for chilling
out. Thank you,
Pumi.
Thank you.
And chatting with me.
I love Cliff Central.
It's amazing. So the cake you brought in this morning was amazing. Oreo, what is it called? Oreo?
Yeah, Oreo cookies and cream.
Oreo Sia's cookies birthday. And cream was absolutely amazing. And like I told you, you walked in the door and I was just like, oh, this girl with cake, I'm in love. You've been listening to Womandla. I'm Pumi Mashego. Join me next week. It's still the month of love. We'll be doing something else to celebrate love. So if you're looking for ideas, I love the idea. Make some iced cookies or heart-shaped chocolate chip cookies in a jar with a ribbon. That is sure to get any man's heart pumping.
Yes.
Join me again next week, and I'm going to play out with one of my all-time favorites, Bob Marley, because I'm in love and definitely... love, 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 love. Sugar, cookies, and cream.
This is CliffCentral.com.